very thin line between hope and obsession. You know what I'm saying? There's a very thin line between, you know, being obsessively happy and being depressed. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but that thin line, that corridor that we're tracing, you know, we want to walk that thin line.
Waiting for you. Stars flicker on up in the sky. Waiting for you. Watching the people all walk by. Boy, if they knew the love that I feel for you would die. They'd be waiting for you. Waiting for you.
My name is Hitomi, aka Kiki, from King Midas Sound.
Hi, I'm The Bug from King Midas Sound. This interview's for Force Fed Fistfuls of Something.
Roger Rodmanson on Force Fed Fistfuls.
We're shocked but really pleased. You know, you have no expectations. You spend 4 years on an album, you get lost in that record, disorientated in the making of it, and suddenly when it's out, it's like, who knows? It's just like throwing something into the wind and seeing where it ends up. And it's been like a domino effect, which has been incredible. You know?
I think, you know, what we did is just we wrote lots and lots of songs, and every process has changed, added in stuff, took out stuff. Kevin's mixing process was really involved, you know, trying new songs to fit in parts that didn't work, because we were very aware that we are trying, in a time of non-albums, we were trying to make an album, you know, so we were trying to make the best album we could and give somebody an album experience. You know?
It's not good enough just to be a casual background sound. We're surrounded here, sitting here, by casual background sound.
Yeah.
We want to make music that will change people's lives. Music changed my life. I'm passionate about music more than anything. You know, for me, music is a life-changing experience at best. Basically, we see music as, again, as a form of meditation. Not in a wanky way, stupid hippie way, just in terms of it's another catalyst for self-analysis and bettering yourself through sound. You know, it transforms you. The best experiences take you out of the present and take you into the future.
Listening to an album in your house, in your speakers, on it asks certain questions of you. The live experience asks certain questions, you know, and in the live experience, you have to really sort out when those questions are asked of you, what are you going to answer with, you know?
Yeah.
And we answer with all that we are, you know? We like all types of stuff, we like all types of music, but we also like how we sound, you know? So to create that live sound as opposed to just an album sound.
Praises from the stars, because they overheard you.
Like, our set has changed after every show, because we still haven't been happy until recently of where it's been, but now we've found where it's going, we're really into it. For us, it's finally achieving what we want from this project.
Yeah. And a live show is also too, it's not a whole other coin, it's the flip side of the coin. You know what I'm saying? So if the album was one side of the coin, the live show is the flip side. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, okay, if you turn it over, then you'll get this.
It's leaving flavors of the album, but just like amplifying them. It's like our passport to the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, it's going from heartbreak to apocalypse within the space of an hour.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty terrifying experience for us and the audience.
I lost you. I lost you.
I love bass. For sure, bass can rattle your ribcage. But there has to be more than just being bass music. When I made London Zoo with The Bug, and when I made Waiting For You with King Midas Sand, it was always about being more than just about being dance music or bass music or easily sequenced beat matched music. It was about making songs for people to fall in love with or to go to war with, you know? That's for me what King Midas Sand's about. It's like, for me, it's catharsis. It's pure catharsis.
Yeah.
It's depth. You shouldn't mix up darkness and depth. For us, it's intensity. Mm-hmm. Intensity is an amazing thing. People can chase intensity through drugs. They can do it through spirituality. We do it through music. We want to take people somewhere else, altered states of consciousness through music. And it's, again, it's not about hippie bollocks. It's about just appreciating there's other elements of your head and how to tap into those. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't eat meat. I try and find some purity of intention and purity of sound. And for me, it's not dark. It's just intense and intensely passionate music. You're made to feel self-conscious if you talk about how music changed your life.
Sure.
Well, it changed my life, you know. My father was a musician, my grandfather was a musician. It's in my every molecule of my blood. You know, and it's, as far as I'm concerned, I'm passionate about music, and I get bored of people who sound bored.
Yeah.
You know, if you do what you do, do it with passion and love, because that's what life is about for me, full stop.
Like
otherwise,
the,
you're the undead. You
we're like the unironic man. We're like zero irony.
Force fed pistol. Tune in. Tune in. See? See? Yeah.